You are listening to Business Forward, the knowledge portal of the EUC School of Business. Recent economic outlooks are painting a gloomy picture affecting both developed and developing countries. For Egypt, addressing key structural challenges, including private sector development, is no longer a luxury. The Egyptian government is planning to issue a number of state-owned companies for initial public offering by the end of this year. We're going to discuss the implications of such decisions on the Egyptian economy. This is Mehi Shokri, your host of this podcast episode of Business Forward. I spoke to Naveen Al-Tahri, chair of Delta Shield for Investment and a member of parliament and the first woman to sit on the board of the Egyptian Stock Exchange.
I think it's a positive impact. I mean, if you are listing on the exchange, it does not, you're selling only a small portion of your assets, and that sale is not actually a sale. It's capital increases that you are bringing into the companies that are being listed, much easier access to capital increase.
The crowding out effect means that too much government business activity is hindering the growth of the private sector. Naveen Al-Tahri responded on how this might affect the Egyptian market.
I think that the crowding was done at an earlier stage, and the realizing, and probably because it was the timing of it may have been allowing the need at the time, maybe not in all the different sectors, but I think what's happening right now is the realization that it's time to be giving back the lead to the private sector, and I think that's the commitment of the government and in how to make sure that the private sector comes in, and that crowding effect will be diluted as we go. It's being diluted, and I think the intention of the government, depending how they're going to be able to implement it, but they would like over the coming 3 years to have 65% of the economy being run by the private sector, which is the norm. Yani, I think that's the intention. It's all about implementation and how they'll be able to do that. A combination of what's happening in terms of economies in general and internally our own economy. I think a lot of the misfortunes of what's happening abroad is also affecting us over and above the fact that we have bureaucracies that need to be ironed out. And also we have to have very clear rules and regulations in terms of exactly what is being paid as taxes, what is being paid as fees, what is being paid as licenses. I think we have to have like a real manual that basically tells the investors, this is what we have, and this is what it will continue to be for a while, so that when the investment decisions are made, they're made based on projected numbers that do not change. And I think so, realistically, are we able to achieve these numbers? It all depends on how we're going to make sure that we have an investment environment that basically allows investors to feel comfortable in terms of that.
Since it's not the first time the Egyptian government announces such direction, what does the resurfacing of IPOs signal to investors?
Any investor wants to have a clarity on where he's going to be putting the money, especially that there are many options and many countries that are trying to attract investments. So the opportunity of creating the environment that is to attract investments is very competitive. Yani there are no restrictions to any country that you go to or any industry that you go to. So in 2022, I think it is clear that Egypt still does have a potential and leverage to really, if it is allowed to iron out bureaucracies and have more or less a one entity or one rule and regulation that is clear and clearly spelled out, there is absolutely no reason why Egypt shouldn't be one of the most attractive to any investor. We have all the means, we have everything that allows us to be very attractive in terms of investments. So the skepticism is always going to be there if you have things that are not clear. And I think that is literally what is being addressed today in terms of how do we make sure that we iron out these items that are hindering the potential of attracting these investments.
As a stock market expert, what does a strong stock market look like to you? And how do you see the Egyptian stock market performing 5 years from now?
I think a strong market has to have numerous companies that are listed and are actually actively being traded. And the diversity in companies that are increase your market capitalization, and hence when the market capitalization, it brings much more attention to funds and foreign funds and local funds, because it gives depth to the market. But more importantly is the regulations themselves, the application of highly regulated market and very transparent, which I think our market is able to have and was able to have. How will EGX perform? I think any stock market is a mirror of the economy itself and the market itself. So I think with everything that is being addressed today, I think that if we look at 5 years, as you say, down the road, I think we're going to be a very healthy market and one of the best performing markets. But it does need the work of the entities themselves and the bureaucracy themselves to be able to be to attract that. And that's where I say that the stock market is a clear mirror of the performance of the market itself.
This has been Naveen Al-Tahri, Chairman of Delta Shield for Investment and Member of Parliament, speaking on the Business Forward podcast. Subscribe to keep updated with more podcasts from Business Forward, the knowledge portal of the AUC School of Business.